Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse. So, at this time, we hope that you have items gathered to write down important information. And just for the record, in the future, in the blog about the show, I am going to include the phone number for guests to call in if they have anything they want to say or vent. We are not here to give you any information, tell you, you know, what to do and how to do it. The only thing we're here to do is on the air is to share information that we have researched about domestic violence and domestic abuse. The phone number is 563-999-3694. The guest call-in phone number is 563-999-3694. Hope that you will share information that's being shared today with others because you never know who is going through physical violence and verbal, psychological, and emotional abuse. So at this time, we'd like to go ahead and give you the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number. That number is 800-799-7233. Once again, that number is 800-799-7233. Yes, don't worry. We're going to open the lines for close to the last 2 to 3 minutes in the show that you may call in and vent whatever you want to say about yourself or questions you have in reference to domestic violence, domestic abuse. You may also text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to the numerals 88788. That's 88788. You may text to 88788, the word START, S-T-A-R-T. You may also chat online live. That website number is thehotline.org, thehotline.org. So we want to share information with you on today. We want you to know it is okay to walk away from toxicity. It is okay to walk away from toxicity. If a conversation leaves you feeling bad or second-guessing yourself, that's when you need to know it's time to pay attention to what's going on in your world. We also want you to know that you are not alone. If you think that you may be involved in a domestic violence relationship or a domestic abuse relationship, you are not alone. There are many people that are going through the very same thing. And it just came to me, I believe, maybe 1 o'clock this morning. You know, the Lord gave me the title, TTLO, Take the Lid Off. I think it was in 2013 or 14. I'm not too sure, but it's in the book that I wrote. And the Lord allowed me to know that it is time to take the lid off subjects that people do not want to talk about. And because the Spirit of the Lord has had me listening to so much information concerning the Word of God and listening to gospel music and the old-fashioned gospel songs, 1 o'clock this morning, the Lord allowed me to know that this same word, or these same words, domestic violence, domestic abuse, it is time to take the lid off the subject. So many people are suffering from this abusive situation. So many people are going through things in their lives and don't know the reason why. This is one of the reasons why. The effects of abusive relationships has hurt both men and women. And it's time to, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. It's time to take the lid off those subjects. So we thank you for tuning in with Dr. Louisa on today. Here's one thing that we want to say. The first step in dealing with verbal abuse is to recognize this abuse. If you are able to identify any type of verbal abuse in your relationship, it is important to acknowledge that first and foremost. It took me years to realize what was going on within my own marriage in reference to verbal abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse. I knew that something was wrong. I did not know exactly what it was. I married in 1988, and I believe it was in 1994 when I went to work at a particular job. I just met this lady, and I just started talking to her because I needed somebody to talk to, and I felt like I could trust her. I didn't know her, but I just felt like I could trust her. The lady never gave me an answer to anything I said. She just listened, and it was 4 years later, 4 years later, that she opened up and she began to talk to me. And that was also about the time I was in my master's of nursing class for nurse practitioner for mental health. And someone gave a presentation. I spoke about this somewhere in previous recordings. Someone in my class did a report on domestic violence, and they talked about physical abuse. But as the person was talking, I was just in awe because I was nodding my head. The same thing she said she experienced. I'm talking about physical because my husband has never hit me. But the same thing she was talking about, the request he would make about saving his food this way and doing this and doing that, it was the same thing I went through. And I believe it was also at that time that the Lord had already allowed me to know just before this presentation that I was in a domestic violence abusive relationship. So you never know. You never know. That's why we're saving this information. We're sharing this information with you because you never know who else is going through the same traumatic experience. Verbal abuse can be particularly confusing because the partner may not be abusive all of the time, and their behavior likely emerged slowly over time. In this way, the verbal abuse can be so subtle that you aren't even aware of what's going on. And I think we said what I'm getting ready to say and right now, last week. A number of studies have shown that children who are verbally abused, either at home or by their peers at school, are at greater risk for depression and anxiety as adults. If you have children, if you know someone that you think may be going through domestic violence, domestic abuse, look at what could be happening to the child. Look at what could be happening to the children. So please share this information with others because you do not know who is standing in need. Once again, that National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 800-799-SAFE. That's 800-799-7233. The last four letters come from the word safe to call the hotline number. You may chat at thehotline.org and you will chat live. You may text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to the numerals 88788. That's 88788. The incidents of physical abuse seem minor compared to those you have read about, seen on television, or heard other people talk about. There isn't a better or worse form of physical abuse. Severe injuries can result from being pushed, for example. The incidents of physical abuse have only occurred one or two times in the relationship. That indicates that if your partner has injured you once, it is likely that they'll continue to assault you. The physical assaults stopped when you became passive and gave up your right to express yourself as you desire, to move freely and see others, or to make decisions. It is not a victory to have to give up your rights as a person and a partner in exchange for ending the assault. Physical violence has not occurred. Many people are emotionally and verbally assaulted. This can be just as frightening and is often more confusing to understand. Emotional abuse is a bigger problem than you think. And this is very true. Emotional abuse is a way to control another person by using emotions. to criticize, embarrass, shame, or otherwise manipulate another person. In general, a relationship is emotionally abusive when there is a consistent pattern of abusive words and bullying behaviors that wear down a person's self-esteem and undermine their mental health. So think about it. Think about yourself, what you have experienced so far in your relationship. How does it make you feel? Do you feel as though there's something going on and you do not know how to control it or what to control? In about 21 seconds, we're going to open the line for the next 3 minutes to have you call in. Maybe you just want to share a few words. Emotional abuse is one of the hardest forms of abuse to recognize. The underlying goal of emotional abuse is to control the victim by discrediting, isolating, and silencing. And that is true because that is what I experienced. So at this time, the lines are open at 563-999-3694. If you desire to call in, just to even say a few words, your name will not be mentioned, your phone number will not be mentioned, you can just call in to release the pressure or the anxiety that you're feeling at this time. The number is 563-999-3694, and I do believe it is a free call. The number is 563-999-3694. You have exactly 2 more minutes if you desire to call in. Emotionally abusive people, they create chaos. Here's what they do. They start arguments for the sake of arguing. They make confusing and contradictory statements, sometimes called crazy making. They have drastic mood changes or sudden emotional outbursts. They nitpick at your clothes, at your hair, at your work, and they do more, all to undermine you, to shame you, make you feel guilty and bad about yourself when all the time it's them with the problem. I have a bachelor's of science degree in nursing. I received it in 1978. And that's what I wanted to say. In reference to, I learned in my psychology, my psychiatric nursing class and my psychology class back then that the person that has the problem when someone goes to basically to a mental institution is the person that they left at home. They are the ones with the problem. The person that comes in for treatment is the person that's manifesting the symptoms of the person that has drove them to that state. The number is 999-94. That is 563-999-3694. And we also want to share with you when verbal abuse is particularly severe, it can impact whether or not people or a person can see themselves as being successful in any area of life. Those who experience verbal abuse as children may experience feelings of worthlessness, difficulty trusting others, and problems regulating their emotions as adults. So it is time for us to take the lid off of domestic violence, domestic abuse. It's time for the change. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. It's time for the chains to come off, and it's time for us to become aware of the attacks that the enemy tries to play on men and women to keep them subservient to others. So we thank you very much for tuning in. We're going to ask you to check that follow link so that you will be aware of the next broadcast, and we hope that you develop some courage to want to call in and share some of your experiences. The number for the National Domestic Defense Hotline is, we have 20 seconds left, 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. We thank you very much for tuning in, and may you continue to have a blessed day.